Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. So hello and welcome to the first Project Love podcast episode of 2019. Happy New Year! How was your Christmas? How was your New Year? How have you got on with doing the Goodbye Hello journal? So if you haven't done the journal yet, then there still is plenty of time. You've not left it too late. But even if you have done the journal and you've got to the part about intention setting and choosing your focus for the year, then this is going to be an episode where we get to really dig into why setting an intention really can change your life. So we're going to be exploring and explaining why we believe it to be so powerful, some of the science behind why setting intentions really is so powerful, but also how we've seen it change the lives of clients and people doing the Goodbye Hello journal that we've seen over the years and how it's impacted on our own lives.
So let's start by looking at what we even mean when we talk about setting intentions. There's lots of stuff out there about intentions. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to distinguish between what is an intention and what is a goal. What is the difference?
Exactly. Okay, so a goal is something that is specific. So it's focusing on an outcome. And an intention is a lot more about how you want to be, or something you want to cultivate in your life, something you want to create, or how you want to show up. So just to give a few different examples, last year, or in 2018, my intention was for celebration. So there was no specific goal outcome of how that was going to show up. In fact, I didn't know how it was going to show up, but it was something that I knew I really wanted to focus on. It was an energy I really wanted to have present in my life. So that was my intention for the year. The year before that, my intention was to create my life as a space in which me, my family and my business could flourish. So again, what that looked like, I didn't exactly know, and I didn't try to specify how it should look. I was setting an intention and then kind of seeing how it grows. So it is about, for me, an intention, it's like planting a seed and then seeing how it grows. But the important part is also that you are then going and supporting that intention with committed action and with goals that can uphold that and really help that intention to flourish in your life over the year.
So what I love about that approach is that it's just way more open, and it means that it's flexible enough to account for changes, you know, across the year, because we don't know what the next year has in store. And so we can, yes, go after those goals, but, you know, grounding it in an intention that's very open and it's not rigid. The goals, I think, can change.
Yeah, exactly.
But the intention still is, you know, the thing that's guiding it.
Yeah, and it can adapt and it can evolve. And I think also setting an intention does actually, in a funny kind of way, give you a sense of control. Because, you know, life is uncertain and you can't control everything. You can't, you know, force outcomes, but you can stand in an intention and set an intention and hold onto that throughout the year. That is something you can control, what you bring to the table. So you and I use intentions a lot, kind of day to day. So if we're going to a meeting, and we often will say, right, what is our intention behind this meeting? And it's not like they're going to hire us, or they're going to, you know, they're going to want us to do this or that. We'll go in there with the intention being something far more loving and, like, you know, about collaboration and creating something valuable for this partner. And, you know, rather than going in and saying, right, they're going to want us to do this or that, or having a specific outcome. And so I think, you know, for example, my intention of celebration, what it's done is it has shaped my experience so much this year, or in 2018. Because even in difficult times, you know, say difficult times, challenges in the business or challenges in my personal life, if I stop and reflect on, okay, what is there that we can celebrate? Or what is there that I can celebrate around this? And it could be through a difficult time, how much your friends turned up to support you and how beautiful and amazing it was to experience that. Or in difficult times with our business, you know, what can we celebrate about this? How we came together and how we had a difficult conversation and we went forward and we found a way through. And, you know, so it's just like, it can shape your experience of your life, but it can also then really shape the course of your life. So that year, was it the start of 2017, when I set the intention to create my life as a space in which I, my family, and my business could flourish, I set the intention at the end of December 2016, and at the start of 2017 in February we were moving house. And that all that wasn't something we were discussing or even considering at the end of December, but because I set the intention, it suddenly highlighted an area in my life I was really unhappy with, which is where I was living. And so that then helped to highlight it and then guided the actions, because that was now my intention, and it's a commitment.
Yeah. What I get stuck on is when I can't see how something can actually, you know, come to life. So setting the intention in the beginning of the year, if I can't see the plan and I can't see how I could actually take the steps to make that happen, I think that there's something wrong and I really resist it. And then so I have to work through the resistance. And sometimes I can work through it, and other times I choose something else. And then I look back and think, oh, well, I tried to convince myself out of that intention, you know, because I couldn't see on my own, you know, how I couldn't see how I could bring it to life.
Yeah. So you feel like you should be able to figure out how something is going to happen if you can't see it.
Yeah.
Then you kind of
can't commit to it, or shouldn't commit to it.
Exactly.
If you can't see how.
So the great thing with an intention, well, that's so interesting. Now, my relationship to setting intentions has changed over the years. So when I first started to choose a focus for my year, you know, name this the year to come, what it was going to be about, I would choose, say, this is my year of adventure, or this is my year of love. And then I would very much write down a list of like the things that I was going to do and commit to actions. Mm-hmm. And it's still really important to do that. And in fact, on the 15th of January is our Design a Life You Love online workshop. And we're really going to be getting into how you take your focus for the year and the dreams and the intentions you set and how you support those and really help them to happen. And that's through all sorts of tools and techniques, using your calendar, using projects, really bringing things to life through action and focus and all sorts of things. That is really important. So important that we all support our intentions through focused action and commitment in that way. But I think over time, because I've started to realize and I've discovered that just by believing in that intention and the power of intention setting, and therefore I really commit to it. And a big part of that is embracing the not knowing. When I set an intention for, it has to be something that excites me, and it has to be something that really feels like it's coming forth from me. So I can't set an intention for something that my mind or my ego is like the intention of abundance is always an interesting one. I quite often try and shoehorn it in. I'm like, maybe this is the year of abundance. And it's like, that's not really what's coming to you. You know, if I want to shift in sort of, you know, money and things like that, but I can make that a goal, but behind the intention is perhaps something else. So where am I going with this, Vicky? I think it's just, it's really important that I am able to commit to it, because the feeling of that energy is exciting to me. Now, how it's going to manifest itself, I really embrace the not knowing. And that's, for me, part of the excitement, part of the magic.
I think what you're really good at is opening up to being surprised at how that intention comes to life. And, you know, just, yeah, as you say, embracing the unknown and the not knowing. And that's what I find. And of course, the unknown is scary. You know, we all find it scary, but that's what I really resist. And sometimes, you know, if the intention is a bit scary because you don't know how other people are going to receive it, or you don't know if the people that are closest to you will be on board with your intention as well. So in that respect, it can feel scary sometimes admitting that that's something that you're really craving, or that's something that you really want to prioritize.
Now, are you talking about an intention or a goal? Because if it's an intention, what would be an intention that would feel scary?
So if it was an intention, or maybe this is more a goal, but my intention of living and working in Ibiza, that is, I guess the intention is bigger than that. It's broad. It's a broader theme that sits above it.
Yeah.
And I think the language around goal and intention, which is why it's important to distinguish it, because we can get confused with what we're going after.
Yeah, totally. So that of Ibiza, that's a dream and a goal. It's a dream you want to commit to. And that is different to an intention. So again, an intention is how you want to show up, or an attitude that you want to really ground yourself in as you are bringing your dreams to life and as you are going after goals, the scary goals. So actually, I would say the intention could be around, you know, that would really help in those moments when you are going after a scary goal. And I think actually just bringing back to what you were saying before is that, you know, what we've seen and what I've certainly found was a huge breakthrough in my own love life is that when people commit to, I really want to be in a happy and loving relationship, which is very, very hard for a lot of us to actually admit to. But when you are open to being surprised at who that perfect partner for you could be, and you let go of your idea of the kind of person, how they should look, what they should do, what kind of stuff they should be into, and you open up surprise, it worked for me. But the reason that I did that in the first place and allowed myself to surrender and go, okay, let's see who turns up, is because we had heard through interviewing other women and men how they met their partner. Is so often they would say, it's not the kind of person I thought I'd end up with. So you could say the same with, you know, you could actually say the same. Your intention could be, if you dug around at, like, what is that Ibiza dream? What's the intention behind it in terms of the lifestyle or the experience behind it that you want? And then open up to how that might manifest itself.
Yeah.
Because what if it wasn't Ibiza?
Yeah.
What if it was somewhere else? Because what if you kind of open up and go, okay, so the intention is this, or...
So the intention could be self-love. So while you're going after that dream, that you ground yourself in self-love so that you're able to be more resilient. You know, if you encounter setbacks and disappointments, that you're able to then bounce back quicker because you're really looking after yourself and nourishing yourself and treating yourself with love. So it's like that filter in which you're experiencing yourself going after the dream.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could look at it in a way of, say it's, you know, going and living in another country like yours, or if it's what you want this year is to change career or start a business, then maybe your intention is for this to be a year of exploring and experimenting, and you're giving yourself full permission to just focus on exploring and experimenting this year, and that's what it's all about. So again, it's really opening up to that is what you're going to be focused on kind of doing, and your sort of approach to things, rather than I'm going to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life, which is so, there's so much pressure on that. It's really interesting actually looking at how sports women and men and Olympic athletes, how they use intention setting, because I looked it up, the science behind all of this, and psychoenergetic research. You want to get into that, quantum physics, there's all sorts of stuff on it which we can't possibly try to explain to you. We can figure it out ourselves, but it's always so interesting to look at how sports players and athletes use intention setting and all that kind of thing. They will set an intention. It's never to win that medal. So they might have goals where they want to hit a certain target of a speed or a time, whatever it is, their, you know, weight, whatever it is, by a certain date, and then they have daily goals of making sure they have X amount of sleep, X amount of training, X amount of water. But the intention will be far more around their personal performance or how they're going to really embody, how they're going to be in, you know, mental attitude or physical state when they are running on that track or driving that car or lifting those weights or whatever it is. That is where their intention is set, so they're not getting too specific about it. So an intention can be about something you're going to create without being too specific, or your intention is how you're going to show up, how you're going to be in this year where you want to be doing X, Y, and Z. So we've always got goals and ambitions for Project Love. That's never the intention for the year, any of those goals. Thank God, because, I mean, the number of times the goals we write down, they change. They change from month to month, you know. And then they can resurface at a later stage, which also often happens. But if that was the intention, you need to make sure that the intention you set kind of it holds you and it carries you and it lifts you through whatever happens in that year, rather than the intention being determined by an outcome.
Yeah.
So I would actually challenge you and say that your intention should not be that you move to Ibiza, your intention needs to be something either, what does that mean to you? What is the desire behind that? Because an intention really does elevate a desire of ours to experience something or to be a certain way, not to have something.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually, that is the way to define an intention versus a goal. As a goal is an outcome, it's specific.
Yeah.
And an intention is more about being, creating an environment or, you know, what you're going to, how you're going to show up.
And what I love about this is that it means that you're not putting so much pressure on yourself to achieve this desired outcome and in the next 12 months as well. And it just feels much more freeing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just more, yeah, as mentioned earlier, it just means that, you know, when setbacks do happen, you know, invariably in different ways, ways that I didn't
imagine. I haven't heard you say that before.
And that's, I think, what I was craving the most. This time last year, I was craving simplicity more than anything. And in our business, there's way more simplicity now.
Oh my God.
And in my life.
I mean, that we could have used, actually, that's so interesting because we could have set the intention for this year around Project Love to be simplicity. Now, if anyone remembers or had been to our website before and has been to the new website designed by the wonderful Ruth Ridgway. Thank you, Ruth, who brought simplicity to our website with a magic that we could not do ourselves. And it has been such a key part. So yeah, exactly. So if that had been the intention, then that is how it would have shown up. So it was almost like you could say it was almost a hidden intention behind what we were doing.
Exactly.
Because that's, we have simplified across the board. And wow, is there room to breathe when you do that.
Yeah.
So I think just a quick side note away from intentions and onto dreams for a moment. It's really, really important that to just remember with the big dreams, we can get a bit hung up on them having to manifest in a certain specific way.
Yeah.
But if you can keep unwrapping them and going, right, what is the experience that lies the heart of this dream? If I was living that now, what would I be experiencing that would be making me so happy? So if yours is fun and simplicity and what else was it?
And ease and flow.
Yeah. So then you can unwrap that and go, okay, so if those are the really important things to me. Now, it might also be that Ibiza itself is a place like none other in the world where you feel incredibly happy. So you could set a goal of this year I'm going to spend it, whether it's broken up or not, 1 month or 2 months in Ibiza, because that is the place my soul longs to be in.
Yeah.
But it also could be, this year I'm going to focus on simplicity, flow, fun, and was it ease?
Ease,
there we go. And then you could be looking at, okay, how can I support that with the day-to-day actions that I can take? But also, I would usually stick with an intention, if you're going to choose words, which does work really well, 1 to 3 words. 4 words feels
too much.
You don't know where your intention is supposed to. It's like you're spreading your intention too thin. Yeah. And actually last year, I say it was celebration. Mine was for fun, nourishment and celebration. The fun and nourishment has happened, but it's the celebration that started, that really from the first couple of months really rose up as like, no, this is the intention. And that was the piece that had magic to it. And I think for me, I find it so magical because it is the whole element of you plant that seed and you really commit to it and believe with your belief and kind of see how it manifests. And I think that's by just constantly bringing your focus and your awareness back to it. So either having a picture up on your fridge or on your wall or on your, you know, phone. I love doing vision boards, you know, things like that that help the visually to remember, oh yeah, that's my intention.
It's so funny, just as another side note, I had a session with an astrologer a year ago and she said, when she was reading my birth chart, and she said, so there are some signs that really love vision boards and you're more of a project planner than a big visioner.
Really?
In terms of, you know, just letting that dreaming muscle, you know, create a big vision board. And it, you know, some people can create these abstract vision boards and, oh, it's interesting, these themes start to emerge.
Oh, I love that.
And I look back on my vision boards and they're very much like things that I've said, you know, in my goodbye hello as goals.
Specific
and then I've cut
goals.
Pictures that relate to this.
It's true. Which is also great.
Yeah.
You know, you can
just
do both.
Interesting that she said that. And I was like, God, that's so true. Okay, so we're just going to read out a few examples from our Project Love Tribe of and intentions that people have sent into us and how they've manifested. So we had one lady who declared her year to be all about having fun, and it had her writing a list of 40 things to celebrate her 40th birthday. And one by one, she's been ticking those things off her list throughout the year. And she said that setting intention really helped her to focus her mind and interact with the world in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like putting a pair of glasses on and seeing it through that the whole time.
Yeah, a different filter to the world.
So, you know, with that, it's like, how can I make this fun?
Yeah.
What can I do this month that would really be fun?
Yeah.
Or what can I bring to this weekend or this moment to make it more fun? And, you know, or even in work. Okay, how can we make this fun? Particularly the really boring stuff. How can I even, you know, setting yourself a challenge, and it is about experimenting. Okay, how can I even make that fun? Like the smallest little thing. How can I make my commute home every day a bit more fun or a bit more creative or a bit more peaceful, whatever your intention is?
Yeah.
And then that comes back to, you know, being the creator, the artist within your life, of like, and using, and that word or that intention is your inspiration, and kind of carrying that round. And yeah, oh God, I love it. For me, it is pure magic. And I love just kind of putting it out there and just seeing, I don't know, seeing how it grows. Okay, so another example, Marigold, who I was saying today, we've mentioned Marigold quite a few times in our podcast episodes. I was like, we've mentioned her. The only other person we mentioned more than Marigold in our episodes is Brené Brown. So thank you, Marigold, for constantly sharing with us and being a source of inspiration. So Marigold said, I'd just like to share with you all a little bit about how this book changed my life. So on New Year's Day in 2018, after completing my annual Goodbye Hello ritual, I declared 2018 to be the year of joy. 2 days later, my 15-year career in education comes to an abrupt end. This wasn't on my list of joy-related actions, but I think sometimes the universe makes the toughest decisions for you when it knows you won't make them for yourself. I think this is so interesting because I've definitely experienced that. I think often what happens, I'll set an intention for the year, and then quite often all the ways that my life is not aligned with that intention show up. So February can be a very tricky time for me, full of emotional turmoil and kind of like all the ways that that isn't happening in my life kind of highlight. So it can be a start of clearing the blocks to allow that intention to flow into your life. So simplicity, ease and fun. If there are areas in your life where that really is not the case, that's going to suddenly be highlighted when you set that intention. So it's almost like, be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared for a choppy start to the year, depending on how potent your intention is. But it's so interesting. So sometimes it's kind of weird how that stuff happens, that, you set an intention for something, and then, looks like the universe heard and took this out of my life. Or if you don't believe in that kind of thing, the other way to look at it is it helped Marigold to reframe what might have been a real shock to suddenly, you know, a 15-year career comes to an abrupt end. But actually, I'm going to reframe it and go, well, you know what? I did say joy. This is going to be my year of joy. And that works well, you know. So it's also reframing it.
Yeah.
So this goes on to say, I've been in the fortunate position to have the time and money to spend this year crafting the beginnings of a new career as an artist, which is what I've always really deep down wanted to do. Actually, go and check her out on Instagram, Marigold the Maker. 2017, so the year before, was my year of connection, and this led to me organizing a street party, which is now an annual event in our neighborhood. Yay. Which is so cool. And so that was a great, and Marigold was such a good example of setting an intention of connection. She knew wanted more of that in her life. I think she created a jar of daily things she could do that would give her a sense of connection. And then out of that, it got her thinking about connection with her community, and then thinking, hey, what about street party? And then organizing the street party. And I think she was doing it when we were doing Project Love 365.
Yeah.
So we got to see this all kind of taking shape. And then she had the, you know, the street party, and it was amazing, and connection was what it was all about. So it's just such a brilliant example of how setting an intention, what it can go and do out in the world for you, but also for the people around you. So she created connection, not just for her, but in a way that impacted literally, impacted on the people who are literally, you know, in her street and around her. And that's why, to me, it's where creativity and magic and action and commitment kind of all come together. I love it.
So Oprah said that the...
Another lady on our...
Swiftly on to Oprah. She declares that the principle of intention setting changed her life, and she describes it as the reason why you are doing a thing, and it's the energy of the intention, she says, that exists before the cause that creates the effect, and it's actually the intention that creates the desired effect.
Exactly. So that's so interesting. So if you apply that to your Ibiza dream, the intention behind it, rather than focusing on what you think will give that. And that, and that's back to then you can, then you have complete control. That's one thing you can control. Is the intention. And then the rest you're kind of, you know, and those goals can change then. And they have that flexibility and that freedom to flow with whatever's, you know, when you go out there and you actually start trying things out. Because that's the other thing. You can set a goal at the start of the year or commit to a dream. And then you actually go and try it out and you might realise, oh God, I hated it. That's happened to me. That's happened to us in our business loads of times. We're like, we did not enjoy this in the way we had dreamed. Wait, hold on, hold on. Let's have a rethink. New goal, new goal.
Yeah. Or new goal, or let's reimagine the goal and package it in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
Different environment, different way of doing it.
Yeah. And then so, you know, that's why the intention is so important, because otherwise you are... you're sort of putting, if you put a goal or an outcome as the foundation to your year, that's really a very unstable ground, because if it doesn't work out, then you're thrown into a sort of existential crisis. You've got an intention you can keep grounding yourself in that is nourishing and that is inspiring to you. Then no matter what happens in your year, you can keep bringing yourself back to that. Hang on, why was I doing this in the first place? Okay, with that intention, how can I recreate? What can I do differently? Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
This is the intention that I want to create for myself. This is how I want to feel. This is what I want to experience. This is what I want to create in the world. Right. It didn't work doing it that way. Now how? So what is the other? What are the other ways that I can bring that about?
So that's why New Year's resolutions don't work, because they're all goals.
Yes. There we go. Figured it out.
The penny's dropped.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, because, you know, that's why the goodbye hello journey is so powerful, amongst other things, but it's because you end up with an intention or a focus for your year versus, and then you go on to choose your three commitments, so which are outcomes or they are or actions, so things you're committing to doing. And then, but now we've created a new system where you only commit to three things every quarter. So then you have a check-in and then you reflect and you go, did that work? Was that the way I thought it was going to be? Did I do it? You know, and then see, okay, do I need to support myself better to make sure I do these things? Or what have I learned from that? Okay, I did not enjoy doing it and it did not make me feel happy and calm wherever it was I wanted to feel. So in the sort of spirit of experimentation, which this always has to be in the spirit of experimentation when you're designing a life you love, like, what can I try now and see how that works?
And breaking it down. So if a big goal is changing career, for example, then the intention could be finding work that I love, or exploring and experimenting to find work that I love.
Yeah, but you could also go, what... So people always struggle a bit with, like, you know, changing career. Well, until I know what I want to do, I'm just going to have to sit and think about it a lot. But actually, you, with, like, with any change, you need to go out there and you need to try things. But when it comes to changing career, you might not know what the hell that would entail, but I bet you'll know how you want to feel and what you want to experience.
Yeah.
So most of us would like to feel fulfilled in the work that we do. So if you just said, this is going to be my year of fulfillment, then you're going, and if your immediate response to that is like, I have no idea what fulfills me, okay, experiment. If it's your year of fulfillment, or you're, you know, then go and experiment, or your year of creativity, because you want more creativity in the work that you do, then you go out and you experiment and you really bring creativity or fulfillment or trying out things that, you know, and seeing what brings, cultivates fulfillment and creativity in life, whatever it is, that can be what your year is all about. And you will often find in doing that, then the pieces start coming together and you start to realise which of those things, actually, I could do that as a living. Or I could turn that in one way of making money. So
Yeah. And then it's just taking it step by step by step and breaking everything down into really simple actions, which is why the Goodbye Hello Journal is so powerful, because it breaks it down into these quarterly actions that can be really simple, really small, but, you know, building up over time, those actions that you've taken every quarter, by the end of the year, looking back and seeing how far you've come in doing those things and how much closer you are to that, you know, a big dream, if that's what it is that, you know, you want.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that the Goodbye Hello Journal helps people with is with how to allow yourself to dream and have those big dreams and then not get completely paralysed by them and think like, how, I, like you were saying, I can't see how I'm going to get there. So now it's just scaring me and it's kind of paralysing me. So now it's just hanging there like a tantalising dream that is never going to happen because I can't see how it's going to happen. And you, that's the last thing we want you to do. So it helps you to break that down, but so too does our workshop, Design a Life You Love in 2019, which we're running on the 15th of January. And it will really help you, it will teach you and show you all the tools and techniques that we've been using, that I've been using for years with helping people create lives that they love, that show you how to then, with that dream, what do you do with this? Mm-hmm. How do you take a big dream or a small dream or your intention and turn it into those step by steps to help you get there, and particularly when you don't know what all those steps are. That's really key, because a lot of people are like, because I feel like we've been taught this in our education of our generation, because I don't know what it's like now, but it's, you know, there should be sort of more certainty of like, how do you do this, how do you do that, you should have all the answers, that's how you pass the tests.
Yeah.
And actually in real life, the Goodbye Hello Journal, getting it published, self-published and into shops in 2018 was a perfect example. Start of 2018, we had no idea, we'd never done it. We didn't have friends who had done it. So we put it out there, we set the intention, that's what we were gonna do. And then we went out and asked people, hello, anyone know how this is done? Because we haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're chancing it the whole time. And then you keep playing, you keep chatting, you keep, you know, getting out there and staying committed to making it happen, even though we don't know how. And it happens, and it doesn't always, you know. So, so you'll be learning all of that in the Design a Life You Love in 2019 workshop, which I can't wait for.
What we're also going to be talking about is the role of resistance in this process and, you know, the shitty committee, which you've probably heard us talk about many times, that inner critic that was probably very keen to point out all the ways that you won't achieve those goals and big dreams or small dreams across the year. And so we'll be digging into that and giving you some tools on how you can manage the shitty committee and how you can work through fears and any unconscious blocks, you know, those limiting beliefs or limiting narratives that may be getting in your way, and we'll show you how to get out of your own way.
Oh my God, 2019 is going to be a good year.
Yeah. So why not come and join us on the 15th of Jan for this 2-hour workshop where we'll be getting deep into this topic and helping you to work through those blocks so that you can really design a life that you love in 2019.
And come away with a really good plan and with tools and techniques of how to move forward and really how to become a designer in your own life.
With a community of other people who are in exactly the same boat at the start of the year, that you're all, you know, in it together. And it's so important, isn't it,
to
surround yourself with those people who are also in the same position and just feel that sense of community as you start the year.
Yeah, community and support. And it is at a crazy price. It is £12 for the whole workshop, which now we're saying out loud does sound a bit ridiculous. Our workshops are normally higher than that, but because we really wanted to open out to all of you to start the year with a bang and to help you through it, we've made it super, super affordable so it can combine nicely with the Goodbye Hello Journal. So you can still get both of them. You can sign up, save your spot on the workshop, online workshop. If you can't make it at that time, whether to do with time zone or because you're busy, it will all be recorded so you can keep hold of it and watch it afterwards. But you have a, head on over to the goodbyehellojournal.com. Head on over there. You can get your journal if you haven't got it yet and your spot on the online workshop.
We hope to see you there.
The Project Love Goodbye 2018 Hello 2019 Journal is now on sale.
Goodbye Hello is an end of year guide that helps you to say a proper farewell to 2018 as it comes to an end and create a vision and a plan to help you to thrive and create a life you love in the year to come.
Order your copies of the Goodbye Hello Journal now for you and your loved ones over at thegoodbyehellojournal.com.